I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And today, we have our yearly special geek gift countdown. Now, every year I do this a little differently. Most years, admittedly, I forget and do it after Christmas. That doesn't do anybody any good. So this year, because my wife reminded me, I tell you, what would we do without wives? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, she reminded me it's time to do the geek countdown once again. And this time before Thanksgiving. Just barely. So, Black Friday sales are coming. So, prepare yourself for some real deals on geekery. All right, we're going to talk about 12, count them, 12 things that are useful and worthwhile for your geekery pleasure. Okay? We're going to start. By the way, before I even get started, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, got to remember to do those. Anyway, first item on the list is the Google Home Hub, which is on sale for like $50 off. It's only $99 right now until like Black Friday. So get out there and get it. Now I like the Google Home Hub. That's hard to say. Because it has a screen where you can see your YouTube videos and your weather reports and all of those good things. But it doesn't have a camera. Now some of you would say, but I want a camera so I can talk to humans like it was a video phone. Well, here's the thing. I want one for my bedroom. I don't want a camera in my bedroom. You don't want a camera in my bedroom. So, there you go. You know, there's a bug. I got him. There was a bug flying around the lens, and I thought, boy, this could look like a giant monster bug. This little dealy is a thing that I got myself as a pre-gift gift for geekery. This has batteries in it, and you push the button and see how the little light comes on? It electrifies this, and if there are any gnats or bugs, you swipe and zap them, as I did just then. You say, Dr. Bill, what are you doing with gnats in your house? I don't know. Blame a banana. Banana. Anyway, that was a little embarrassing, but it was fun to show you my geek gadget. That is not on the list. But I was talking about the Google Home Hub and how I don't want to be seen in my bedroom whatsoever. Yes. So, you can use it to do voice commands to get your day going. You can command your smart home by getting those little dealies that allow you to plug it into your wall outlet and then your lamp into that and say, hey, Google, turn on the lights, and it'll turn on the lights. Things like that. You can play your favorite songs through Google Play Music. You can do a great many things. If you have your photos in Google, you can tell it, show me my photos from Hawaii. Something like that. And it will show you photos on the screen. $99, that's cool. Number two, or dos, as you might say if you spoke Espanol. That would be the Nintendo Switch game system for $2.99. Now, you might find it on sale, but I saw it for $2.99 on Amazon. So I don't know if it's going to go on sale for Black Friday, but just stay tuned, okay? It is the Game Master's current favorite game platform, and he plays it a lot. As I mentioned last time, you can even see YouTube on it now, because they have YouTube for the Switch. And it comes with a Switch console, the Switch dock, the Joy-Con left and right controllers, and the Joy-Con strap accessories, one Joy-Con grip, an HDMI cable, and Nintendo Switch AC adapter in that bundle for $299. Check that out. Number three, this is odd, the Oregon Trail card game. You remember Oregon Trail? The old computer game that had the really blocky 8-bit graphics that looked kind of silly. And every time you went anywhere in the game, it says, you have died of dysentery. That was very disconcerting. At any rate, this is for the old PC platform gamers. And I do mean old. Players work together to move along the trail, fording rivers and playing supply cards to overcome calamities. Playing time is 30 minutes or less. 2 to 6 players. 12 years and up. Degree of difficulty, intermediate. I'm not sure what that means, but it probably means I couldn't play it. All right, number four, the Death Wars. Star Wars, sorry, Death Wars. Star Wars Death Star. I transposed some words. Popcorn Maker. Yes, because geeks love Star Wars and they love popcorn. Now, we are talking the original trilogy here. Okay. So, pop some corn and watch the original trilogy while you're eating your popcorn. That's no moon, it's a popcorn maker from a galaxy far, far away. The popper heats with hot air, creating bright and fluffy popcorn you can season however you'd like. Machine makes delicious popcorn in minutes. I'm reading the blurb here. The top half of the Death Star conveniently doubles as a fun serving bowl. And when you're not using it, you can put it on display in your Star Wars collection. Yes, indeed. By the way, you know I mentioned the Bug Zapper? I might as well just throw this in as a second, an additional cool geek gift. I like this thing. I like it when I zap the bugs and they go up in a flaming ball of... Yes. It's called the Eluco. E-L-U-C-T-O. Eluco Bug Zapper. Available on Amazon. It even came with batteries. I highly recommend it if you want to destroy the tiny little creatures that drive you nutty. Try to cover my camera up while I'm doing a show. Okay, calming down now. Number five, the Exploding Kittens card game. Yes, you're right. This game is weird, but it's very geeky. I mean, after all, cats, goats, explosions. What more do you need? Hologram ensures authenticity. I'm sure it does. Exploding Kittens is a card game for people who are into kittens and explosions and laser beams and sometimes goats. Okay. This is the most backed project in Kickstarter history. That's the geekery. And all cards feature illustrations by the Oatmeal. Includes 56 cards, the box, and instructions. The box, like 99.99% of all boxes, does not go meow. I'm just reading. Skill level is beginner, which means I could play it. Okay, number six. Star Trek Bluetooth comm badge, which is half off. Now, of course, this comes from Think Geek. Of course it would. And it's half off. I mean, come on. You know you want to answer your smartphone from your comm badge? You know, hit your comm badge and say, Make it so. That would just be awesome. We've had a screen accurate prop replica Star Trek The Next Generation badge in our closet for a while, they say at ThinkGeek. The only thing it was missing was the ability to emit the classic communicator chirp sound effect when we pressed it. Then we found out that an audio company is making a fully functioning, officially licensed communicator badge. Behold, the Star Trek TNG Bluetooth comm badge. It hooks up to your phone or device via Bluetooth and has a built-in microphone for hands-free calling. Once connected, one touch. Answers are ends calls. Plays or pauses audio. Or accesses Siri, Google Now, or Cortana. So in other words, you can hit it and say, computer, what are you up to? And of course, a touch plays the classic communicator sound effect. Warning, you're going to want to keep the micro USB charging cable handy right after you receive this, because making it chirp is well nigh irresistible. And don't forget to sign off your name here, out. So it'd be like Dr. Bill, out. Yes! Number 7. The Star Wars Death Star Waffle Maker! Yay! Come to the dark side, we have waffles. I thought it was come to the dark side, we have cookies. They have waffles too. No wonder they're getting so many people to go to the dark side. Anyway, I believe this is an indirect homage to the old geek culture movie, Hardware Wars. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll kiss $3 goodbye. Get in line now. You remember? Hardware Wars. And of course, they got into their mixer for the Millennium Falcon. And then they approached the starbase, which was a waffle iron, and it opened up. And they flew in. These people probably even don't even know about Hardware Wars. They're missing the whole point. But it's cool. So the secret of the Death Star was it looked like one thing, but was technically another. It looked like a moon hanging there in space, but we know that secretly it was actually a space station. That's no moon. You know, waffles are a lot like that. What? They look like dessert all covered with strawberries and whipped cream and chocolate chips and powdered sugar and syrup. Well, maybe not all those at once, but technically they're breakfast. Booyah! I'm reading the blurb. I think geek people are weird. If you're ready to make your kitchen explode with awesomeness, you need a Death Star waffle maker. Plug it in, warm it up, and pour the batter onto the non-stick cooking plates. In just minutes, you'll have golden, delicious waffles, good enough to destroy a planet for, well, a small one at least. But if one turns out a little funny with bubbles, you can overcook it, and there's a dark side. Get it? Just flip it over. There's a concave dish composite beam super laser indentation on both cooking plates, so you're covered. And both sides have pockets for your tasty toppings. That's hard to say. Just keep in mind that when you break out the syrup, that's likely to do its own version of the trench run. Ironically, there's no need to waffle. Oh, you know you want it. You must have this waffle maker. You know you do. The next one is number 8. The Star Trek NCC 1701 Original Series Pizza Cutter for $24.99. I have one, of course. And you need one. Yes, you do. It is the Enterprise, though, so I have never actually used it to cut a pizza. Respect, you know? Pizza cutter. This pizza cutter is in the shape of the USS Enterprise. NCC 1701, the original. Not cheap imitations. Not any A, B, C, or D. The original. You can get it in other types, but the original is the one to go with. It's made of stainless steel. The blade diameter is 4 inches. The total length, including the blade, is 8.5 inches. The weight is 10 ounces. It is officially licensed. So you know you're in good shape. Number 9. I'm in a weird mood. Schrodinger's cat executive decision maker. $28.55 for this. How else would a geek-oriented executive make decisions? It helps you make the tough decisions. Schrodinger's cat will give you an answer, alive or dead. A great gift. Schrodinger's cat will help you make these tough decisions by being either there or not, alive or dead. Yes. If the cat ends up staying alive, the answer is yes. If the cat comes back dead, the answer is no. The almighty Schrodinger's cat executive decision maker has spoken. Go and do its bidding. Meow. So many things meow in the geek world. Have you noticed that? Number 10. Now this one. If you guys out there are looking for something for me to get, to give to me personally, and you have a lot of money, and you really want to give me something cool, this is it. This is the RIF 6 Cube mini projector. It is 2 by 2 inches. 2 by 2 inches. Tiny. And it is a portable handheld projector. Whoa. I really do want this one, but it's a little expensive. I mean, as projectors go, it's not. But it's $174.99. So take up an offering and get the old doctor a projector for Christmas. It is ultra portable, 2-inch mini projector, lightweight, portable, can easily be carried for a movie theater experience at home or outdoors. The Pico Pocket Projector, it's hard to say, is equipped with a built-in rechargeable internal battery that lasts up to 90 minutes. Coincidentally, the length of some movies. Compatible with HDMI devices, the small handheld and wireless projector is designed with an HDMI cable port to mirror out your smartphone, computer, laptop, gaming console, or TV screen. It comes with a built-in speaker and a headphone jack. Multiple connectivity options, like a USB flash drive, a micro SD card, the HDMI port, so many ways. It has a clear full LED display. With full 50 lumens, it lasts up to an incredible 20,000 hours. It displays a video screen size up to 120 inches. Now, I have a 65-inch screen over here. So it would be like nearly double this screen. Wow. That's pretty cool. Complete with essential accessories. It has a mini tripod with bendable legs to help adjust projection angle and keeps your projector stand stable. It comes with a remote control, charger, USB, and HDMI connectors. The $170-some is mostly for the projector. I suspect the accessories are a little bit on the not-so-expensive side. Okay, number 11. The Amazon Fire TV Cube. It's also half off. Dude. This is seriously on my Christmas list. $59.99, half off. You know you need it. It's great for cord cutters. At this price, it is a real deal. 4K projection, or not projection, but you know, imaging. You can talk to your Fire TV Cube and tell it to turn your TV on and do all kinds of things. Dude, tell it to go to all kinds of shows that, oh boy. And you can load it with Terrarium and Kodi and all those things as well. And then number 12. Number 12 is the Zolo Halo. Zolo Halo. Bluetooth and Wi-Fi smart speaker with Alexa. She just woke up again. Gives you superior audio, professionally tuned. 5 watt high excursion speaker. I thought I said SW. I was like, well, SW? 5 watt. And bass port delivery. Exceptional sound quality. Rich bass from Halo's miniaturized body. Has her name built in. It's voice activated. functionality with over 10,000 life-enhancing skills. You can tell it to play TuneIn Radio. You can have it check the news, the weather. Find answers, control smart home devices. Shop with your voice. Multi-room sound. Also has Wi-Fi connectivity and Bluetooth connectivity. It's not only a smart speaker, it works as a standalone high-fidelity Bluetooth speaker. These are all good ideas. Go forth and buy your geek something cool. I think I've worn my voice out from all of the silliness. But you don't care. Here's the thing. If you don't do anything, get you a bug zapper. Endless hours of fun. Just don't zap yourself. That would be bad. Okay. So, what other interesting little geek things do I have? I actually have an Obi-Hi device, which allows you to have a phone. This is a phone. Hooked up to the internet and use Google Voice. That's something else I bought myself recently just to play with. This is the time of year for sales and all kinds of cool stuff. So if you're looking for VoIP, voice over IP, then I can recommend the Obi-Hi. It works great. Works great with Google Voice. And by using Google Voice, you now have a telephone number with a local area code that people can call, and you pay no phone bill. How's that? So say I've given you two extra things, the bug zapper and the Obi-Hi. Obi-Hi, O-B-I-H-A-I, Obi-Hi. They have a website called obitalk.com. But at any rate, I got it from, where did I get it from? Newegg.com. Yes. So enjoy yourself. Have fun this year buying people geekery presents. You know you want to. And everybody needs a bug zapper. I mean, you saw me zap a bug. I enjoyed it. He goes up in flames. Okay. Enough of that. Hope you enjoyed the program. Join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.